start. I'm happy. All
right, we're starting off our podcast. Episode number one.
Season one.
Season one, episode. Oh, what's the name going to be?
I don't know.
We'll come back to that.
We'll come back. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. For sure. Why are we being awkward?
Okay, great. So, what is your definition of a situationship? I want to know.
It's like where you have, like, where you're friends with benefits, you're fucking, you're doing everything that contributes, like, to a relationship, but without the title.
Okay, great. Yeah,
that's and what which I can be, like, too. Sticky. Because in situationships, like, you can mess around with other people, but that's when the other person, like, tends to get a little bit jealous.
Yeah. Yeah. So, tell me about your first situationship. Who was it with? Don't say his name. How long was y'all in this situationship for? And exactly, like, what happened? Give me all the deets.
So, I've only been, like, in one situationship, and...
And just to let you know, you're not...
She's trying to get me drunk, so, yeah. I've been in one situationship. In high school, we were together, but when he went to college... We still messed around, like, on and off. Up until I was, like, 22, 23, right before I started working at Kidd. Bleep! Can't say where I work.
Okay, cool. So what happened? Give me all the details. Oh, and by the way, we're eating shrimp and crabs. We're eating...
Keep talking. It's still going.
Okay, great. Yes, we're eating crabs and shrimp with butter, and we're also
and we
drinking
got shots, bitch. But yes. At first, I was down for the whole situation because I thought that eventually we'll wind up
in a relationship.
Yep, being a couple. But then I sat back and I was like, why am I wasting my time on something that I know is not gonna get anywhere?
Right.
Well, but in the back of my mind, I thought that it would be somewhere, because I was dating him ever since, like, we were in high school. But he kind of played me, for real. And I, like, for real, he did. I keep burping. And it's so crazy, because I had lots of guys that wanted to talk to me, but at that time, I just wanted to talk to him.
You set yourself up.
I feel like I was the one who was, like, more heartbroken about it.
For sure.
But, I mean, you live and you learn. And when I stopped, like, that whole situation, that's when I got with my fucking ex. You already know about him. But what about you?
My situationship.
Who was your situationship with?
I had two situationships. One was when I just got out of a relationship with my big ex.
wait, was that the guy from...
Yeah. And...
That fuck that nigga.
And, like, yeah, we were doing everything under the sun besides having that title.
But let me ask you a question. Why do we do that? Like, why do we give guys, like, why do we give them the relationship, like, every, I don't know,
because,
like,
because we're fucking them, and when women fuck, we fuck with emotions. When guys fuck, they don't fuck with emotions. So that's why women be like, oh, maybe it can work if I continue doing this shit with him.
But it's not just about sex, though.
It's the conversations that you have. It's everything. But a lot has to do with it with sex, because women can't fuck like how men do. But you do have some girls that are some women that will fuck guys, and they don't have no emotion. Like, they fuck just like niggas. But my ass isn't like that.
Yeah, I'd be like, actually, he hasn't texted me back.
Actually, I was like that with one guy, but I mean, that's because I was just really out here being a savage at that point. Because once I got, okay, I'm getting off topic. Okay. So with him, like I said, we did everything underneath the sun, but we wasn't calling each other that title.
Yeah, for sure.
But when I came back from Philly, he was like, I need my watch. And I'm like,
oh,
need your watch.
I remember this story like it was yesterday.
So Asia had my phone.
This is not just best friend. You.
Yeah. Yep.
Shout out to Asia.
She had my phone and she was like, what that nigga just text you? Let me see that phone. She was like, nigga, you can find your watch in a dumpster. And I'm like, oh my God, Asia, why did you say that? So long story short, he came over and got his watch.
You really liked him, right?
I really did. He was really nice.
Yeah.
And he can cook. Mm-hmm. And,
man, so fuck that nigga.
Yeah, fuck him. But he came over, got his watch, but he was just, you know how, like, you have a conversation with someone, and you know it's about to be, like, the last conversation that you have with that person?
It's like your gut or whatever.
Yes, that's how, like, we was literally talking. Like, we're in my apartment, so we was talking right there, and I could just tell that was our last conversation with each other. I was just like, damn, like, this shit.
You felt the energy.
I felt that motherfucking energy.
Were you sad about it?
Not really.
Ooh, I do know your second situationship. Mm-hmm. Psycho boy.
Yeah. Love so me. That ended, and then I had this guy that really liked me. Long story short, I thought everything was going right. But, however, someone that was previously in his life.
Yeah, this story is crazy.
Was well, a little whole thing. Cuckoo. Hey, I'm not going to tell every little detail, but she was a little cuckoo. Messaging me on Facebook, Instagram, you name it. Well, those only two social medias that I have is Facebook and Instagram. Well, I do have Snapchat, but she didn't. Mm-mm.
You have a Twitter?
Mm-mm. But she only messaged me on those two social medias. But he wanted me to be his girlfriend and stuff like that. But I didn't feel secure in the relationship. Like, in the situation show, I'm just like,
Yeah, you had a lot of doubts.
I had a lot of doubts, so once I got hip to it, had a lot of doubts that it could be a possibility that you're still fucking with this bitch, I started acting like a nigga. So he asked me to be his girlfriend. I laughed in his face. I was like, I'm not being your girlfriend. I started laughing. He was like, what? Nobody never turned me down for being my... I said, well, I just did. So sorry.
Yes.
And I just started getting hip to the game because I was in a relationship for so long. And unfortunately, to this day, he still likes me a lot, but I just couldn't. I didn't want to, like, start. Okay, I just wanted to have sex. Okay. And I just wanted to continue to be wine and dine and having sex.
Hey, keeping it real.
That's
sis.
Really it. So, yeah. That's that.
Do you feel
my
like...
My two situationships.
Do you feel like your situationship could have been something more? Mm-hmm. Or no, you knew what it was. Like, do you know what you're getting yourself into, like, when you first start messing with the person? Did you think, like, you were going to be in a relationship with him?
Like, did I know I was going to be in a situationship or a relationship?
Both. Like, what did you realize, like, the outcome would be?
I thought it was. Okay, so when I first, the first situationship I had, like I said, it was right after my big ex. Mm-hmm. So, of course, when you first break up with, like, your big ex, you're thinking that the next person I talk to is going to be what? It's going to be in a relationship. You're still doing shit you used to do in your last relationship because that's what you're used to.
Mm-hmm.
But then, so, yeah, when I was still doing shit from last relationship to him. And so, of course, I was fucking motherfucking green. So, he was just, I'm pretty sure, he was just like, damn, this bitch. God, with breakup, you know, that's the best time to be fucking with a bitch when she's just gonna want a breakup, you know what I'm saying? You're getting the best everything. She fucking you like you was her old nigga, like everything. So, did I think it was gonna be the out? No, I didn't think. If anything, I thought we were still going to be friends, but
Yeah.
We were, like, obviously, we're not friends to this day.
Okay, so, next question. Could you be friends with your ex? Like,
I mean,
do you think it's possible without, like, getting your feelings involved and stuff? Well, or, like, thinking about, like, the past hurt that they, like, gave you or whatever?
It depends. I would say it will depend if y'all can still be friends, like, actual friends. Like, I'm saying, like, actual friends. Like, if you're in a relationship the next, I don't know, 6 months, a year, they can still be your friend and still respect you. Respect you in your relationship.
But do you honestly think you can be friends with your ex? Somebody that you was, like, fucking? Yeah. Like, somebody that you were with?
I know some people who do, but...
For real?
Yeah, I kind of feel like it depends on how strong your friendship is. Me, personally, no. Once we're done, I'm blocking you on everything.
See, that used to be me.
I'm unfollowing you on every social media, so you can just see my pretty ass. And then you can see what nigga I'm dealing with next. And, yeah, like, that's just what I do. That's just protocol for me.
That's just protocol.
Like, that's just protocol for me. Once I break up with someone or they break up with me, I unfollow them on every social media. And then, yeah, I only get the blocking when they just start calling me any time of night. And they just start being real motherfucking disrespectful. That's the only time when I block them. But I will unfollow them. Only because I don't want to see what next bitch you're looking at, you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to just see my pretty ass on your feed, on your news feed, and be living my best life. And I can't see nothing that you're doing because I don't care because it doesn't involve me. So I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally understandable.
I just can't. Like, I don't think. Maybe I have to mature. I don't know. But I don't ever see me fucking doing that in the future. I don't see me following my exes. Like,
or, like, being friends with them and stuff. It's pretty hard.
I can't see that shit.
It's hard. Especially, like.
Especially if we really love them. Like,
or even not even loving them. Like, I don't know. I'm jealous, so, like...
Yeah, but girl, what? You know my sign. I get jealous easily, and I'm possessive, so it's just, like, I don't want to see what new bitch you're dealing with, because she ain't
Or,
me.
Like, I would have to have a, like... That sounds so, like, young and dumb, but...
It does, but when
I would have to have a nigga, and then I'd be like, oh, I don't give a fuck. But then, like, if you're single, and then you see him, you'd be like, I don't want to see that shit.
I don't want to see that shit. What the fuck I want to see that shit for? I want to see what new bitch you fucking.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like, I don't know, like, I say, like, oh, I can be friends with my ex, but I feel like I couldn't because I feel like I would, like, the feelings would
emerge. I couldn't
emerge.
Be friends. I couldn't because I just couldn't because so many feelings and memories will come back. Oh, remember this time?
Yeah, and then you be starting to sound like a crazy psycho bitch, and then you just...
I told you it was over.
Like, bitch, you fucking going crazy. That's me, like, oh, remember this? Remember when we did that?
Like, remember when I was this vacation? Yeah, that's totally me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super. Super weird.
I remember when me and my big ex, like, broke up.
Which one? D?
I only have one.
Yeah.
Big ex. Yeah, him. He, while we was, like, breaking up and still, I guess, quote-unquote, being friends, he would send me pictures of when we used to go out, and then he sent me pictures. He just sent me a whole bunch of pictures of us, like, having fun. I'm just like, what are these pictures supposed to do? Just bringing up bad
He's giving you mixed signals.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's another thing guys do.
Mixed signals. Good
job. Fuck. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about mixed signals? Nigga. Let me speak on that shit.
Same thing that Tory Lane said.
What?
If you want it, say it. Prove it.
Yeah.
Show it.
I want a guy that's blunt and like, okay, I want you. Don't give me mixed signals, like, whereas though you say you want me, but then you don't hit me up for like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
And then you hit me back up again saying bop, bop, bop.
Saying bop, bop, bop. Should
like,
draw
nigga.
That?
Yeah. Like, be honest. Mm-hmm. I feel like we are getting past that stage, like, over the whole mixed signals. Oops. Shit. Time for me to... pop my other bottle. But I feel like we're getting over that. Like, tell me what it is. Yeah, basically. Yeah. If you, of course, I want to be down for, like, the friends with benefits type thing. But if you let me know what it is and don't lead me on, I'll have much more respect for you.
Yeah. I have more respect for you. If you like, yo, I just want to fuck, then you know what I'm going to do? I'm only going to call you when I literally just want to fuck, and I'm going to kick your ass out when we're done. So I won't be like, oh, we about to cuddle after this. No, I'm going to cuddle with my damn pillow. Get the fuck out of here.
But see, I would kind of feel skeptical about that, because guys like that, like, you're not the only girl that they're having sex
with. That's fine.
And, like, you know, STDs and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For sure. They got to definitely wear a condom.
Yeah.
Definitely got to wear a condom. But after we're done fucking, get out of here. Bye.
Oh, you're crying. I'm like a nigga.
Yeah, bye. Your lift coming when we call you on? I'm going to that type of shit. If you're telling, like, if I'm single and you're telling me that you don't want a relationship, I would prefer if you let me know in advance. So that way I can treat you accordingly.
Okay, so have you ever, like, gave a guy mixed signals before?
Yeah. I like to leave people on.
Why?
Because. Why do I do that? I let guys on, and they thought that they was.
But why would you do it?
I just think that is.
Do you get like an adrenaline rush or something?
I just think that is fun. Like, oh, you really think you about to get this, but you're not, and you about to pay for this dinner too, and I'm about to go home.
And yeah,
I'm about to go home. Period.
Oh my God, Joanna, I wouldn't say I give mixed signals. I used to play niggas. But now I feel like I'm too much of a softy. Like,
or I used to, especially when we in a club and I'm dancing with someone, right? So when I'm single and I change and we exchange numbers, I want to hit their ass back.
Oh, yeah, no, most definitely. Mm-hmm, me neither.
Like,
that's always so nice. Like, it's so bad. Because I feel like every guy I ever dated in my life, besides one, I met in the club.
Mm-hmm.
Which is bad.
What's bad?
Yeah. Because, like,
I'm asking that. What's bad? What's wrong?
Because it just seemed like, I don't know. I just always, like, I don't know. I be watching too much fucking love stories and shit.
Man,
I feel like I'm gonna trip and then I'm a trip walking and then this random guy is just gonna be like, oh, let me pick you up. Like, I watch too
many. Were you in a club? Fucking,
no, outside, girl. I'm saying I don't want to continue meeting guys in the club. Like, I want to.
Don't you say you want to trip and fall in the club or something
like that? No. Like, I want to. I just want to be walking down the street with Starbucks coffee in my hand and be like, oh, I trip. And then, like, I watch, like, I know I'm corny. And he's like, I got you, babe. No?
And this nigga supposed to come out of the falling sky and pose a picture.
And I'm
going to
be like, oh, yes, daddy.
I mean, thank you so much.
The last guy,
I won't knock it. Anything is possible, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Anything is possible.
By the way, guys, she says for sure like 20 times a day, and I just say it all the time now, too. And we call each other Portia.
It's a story behind it, though, but we'll tell that later.
This is so weird. And it fun.
But like the same time. Ourselves.
Yeah.
But it's actually like.
Ooh, that'd be so dope if like.
But the thing about it is that back to my second situationship, like, I really did like him. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I really did. It's just that I couldn't trust. I couldn't trust the nigga. I couldn't trust. So
I liked him.
Yeah, he was
Remember
really
he
nice.
Messaged me?
Yeah,
he was like, I didn't do nothing. Like, nigga, yes the fuck you did if you listen to this.
All innocent. Like,
and I still follow your ass. And you still follow me on Facebook, nigga. So.
Oh, wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
We follow each other on Instagram now, but I don't think we follow each other on Facebook.
I've never stopped, like, I need to get back on Instagram.
But yeah, like, I really did like him. It's just that it was so many caution signs. I was saying, like, no.
And I would always take up for you, nigga, FYI.
I was like, nah, man. Like,
but no. Like, you were right. Always stick to your intuition.
So, yeah.
Always stick to your intuition. You were right. I was wrong. If you're listening to this, motherfucker, I had your back. Okay?
I was like, yo, something don't fucking seem right. I don't know if he's still fucking this. Ain't no bitch gonna blow up your social media if she ain't fucking a nigga no more. Period. I know I fucking with it. I don't have enough time and energy for that. I'd rather go to sleep. I'm sorry. I don't like confrontation. I don't have time to be going back and forth with a bitch. Like, nigga, you want him? Have him. Period.
I don't know, like,
I'm not a firm believer of fighting over a nigga. Like, why are you fighting over one nigga and there's a billion niggas on this earth? Why are you fighting over one? If he really wants to sleep with this girl, whether you like it or not, he's going to sleep with her.
That's true.
Rather he call out from work, rather he come home late, rather he's saying he hanging out with his friends. At the end of the day, a nigga is going to do what he want to do. So why the fuck is you going to start conflict with this bitch? And what is your nigga still doing? Fucking her. So you know who looks stupid? Your ass.
At the end of the day, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I kind of say if you have kids and stuff, okay, that's a whole different ballgame. But if y'all just boyfriend and girlfriend, bitch, move on.
Yeah.
Just move on to the next nigga.
Okay, so next topic, cheating.
Oh, God.
So how would you feel, like, for instance, in that situation, like, clearly, I don't know, do you think he was still with her, or you think he was playing?
I honestly don't know. He said he wasn't, and I wish I could believe him, but, I mean, maybe she was still in love. Well, from my understanding, they took a break from each other, and when they took a break from each other.
Okay. How do you feel about breaks in a relationship?
I don't like breaks. Whatever breaks. Breaks in my vocabulary. I don't like breaks.
Yeah,
what you need a break for? You need a break for? We might as well just be over.
But sometimes I feel like breaks. I feel like sometimes it depends on the situation, because sometimes breaks can be good for.
But you gotta make sure that neither one of y'all are talking to anybody, okay?
I mean, but that's, like, you can't control that, though, because what happened if you do start off being on a break or whatever, and you're not talking to somebody, but the next day you happen to meet somebody, like, you don't know. So you can't say, oh, I can't talk to you because I'm on a break with my boyfriend, like.
Right, that's true, but if y'all are both on a break to get yourselves together, aren't you supposed to be working on yourself, not talking to somebody else to open up something else? You know what I mean? Like, that's what I think of a break. I think of a break as y'all are both working on yourself.
A break is what ended my relationship.
Yeah. Come on, bitch. The fuck?
It did.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I don't believe in breaks. If you want a break, you want to be single. Because that's what happened between me and him. Him and his ex or whoever was taking a break, and then he started talking to me, and then that's when that shit happened.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know what was going on. I was blindsided until I knew everything, and then once I knew everything, I'm just like, damn, nigga, you was on a break? I'm like, that shit not cool. You wasn't supposed to be bringing me into this shit.
You feel like he should have told you from the jump.
He should have told me, like, hey, I'm letting you know.
But you know, niggas are selfish. Like, I feel like if he would have told you that, he would have known that you would have been like, all right, I'm not fucking with her.
I'ma treat you accordingly. Whatever you tell me.
You know how to carry him.
But my thing is, if you was honest, because I could have just been that kind of bitch where if he would have told me, I can be one of those bitches that be like, all right, I don't give a fuck, nigga. We about to have sex or what? You know what I'm saying? Like, some females don't care, but you don't know until you fucking say that shit. But at least I know that you're honest, and I can be like, okay, well, I wasn't oblivious to this. He did tell me, and I chose not to listen. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, then it's in my hands of what I want to do instead of just leaving it all in your hands, and I just deal with whatever comes my way. You know? Like, I would prefer someone to be honest than for someone to lie to me, because when you lie to people or not or don't be completely honest, you in this situation that you didn't even know nothing about.
Yeah, when you omit shit.
Yeah, like,
see, it depends, like, because I don't know, I feel like, okay, this is so biased, and I know it's so biased. I feel like females can take a break, but I feel like niggas can't.
No, because niggas move on to the next bitch.
That's their open window, like, they like, I'm about to fuck every bitch walking.
Every bitch that's walking. I'm about to go to this club, bitch, you trying to fuck though, afterwards.
Us girls, we like read, we meditate.
We meditate, trying to get our hormones
get
under control.
Get advice from our friends. Like, why do these niggas
we chilling.
Fucking the next bitch in her inbox and
we're
shit.
We're really chilling. I'm saying, like.
So that's why, like, I feel biased, because I feel like females really can't work. But they, I mean, we might have a little friend on the side.
But that's like our little friend. But we ain't fucking him, though, because if we fucking him, we're not happy, period. We're not happy.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like for us it's more mental than physical.
Yeah, them,
for them,
like,
it's just like physical. Ooh, this is like an opportunity for me to fuck the next bitch, which is so not cool.
Let me fuck this bitch. And it's just like, hello?
Hello.
Are we getting back together?
Or what?
Isn't this why we're taking this motherfucking break, nigga?
Yeah, so I feel like females can take breaks, but not niggas.
Yeah. Keep it's like, gotta
yeah, guys, we're going on a pause. Oh, this is nice. I want to hear.
So, wait,